I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. It's a hard time of year for bugs and entomologists, I would think.
Well, it is a challenge for all of us, that's for sure. People ask me, what do I do as an entomologist when the bugs aren't out? This is a time for me to sort of reflect and sort through the thousands of specimens that I've collected and the data that I've gathered. And it's a time to catch up, identify specimens, do some writing.
Some things are still moving around a little bit. I've seen the daddy long legs and the wheel bug and various other things, including a very large housefly. Now that it's winter, these guys look like they've been eating all summer and they're just now moving.
This is a very large bristly fly that's bombing around the windows in your home or at the lights.
Yep.
You know, we've had the same flies the last several years, and I've been too lazy to catch one and identify it. We just had one in the house the other day, and I stuck it in a bottle, and it's there waiting for me. And I will sit down and identify that. Once I do that, then I'll figure out where they breed, and that will give me some ideas of why they show up in the house all the time. I've always suspected that maybe they're emerging from a little body of some sort that's fallen down the wall or died under the house or something, but I don't know that. If you're finding them too, then maybe it's time for me to put a mystery to rest.
I'd sure like to know what they are.
Other things that are getting into our homes too, the brown marmorated stink bug, which we've talked about before.
They've just about cleared up at my place.
Have they? Well, they're probably tucked away somewhere where you don't see them as much. And certainly the Asian multicolored lady beetle. People are also finding bark stink bugs and fungus gnats. They're looking for a warm place to spend the winter.
Now, you sometimes go out and poke around in the woods in the winter looking for larval states of insects?
Oh, definitely. There's a lot of insects that overwinter. And, well, let me rephrase that. They all overwinter. They don't just suddenly disappear in winter and then spontaneously generate in the spring. They have to hang on. And some life stages are better adapted for surviving the winter than others. Those that are exposed to cold temperatures, remember, freezing is just water that's turning into ice crystals, and those sharp-edged crystals will just shred their body tissues. And so they have different strategies to avoid that from happening. Some will burrow in places where it isn't freezing, it's just slightly above freezing, and that way they don't get trashed from the inside through ice crystals. Some of them produce their own antifreeze. Others go through a very elaborate process of reducing the amount of water that's in their tissues, so if they do freeze, there isn't enough moisture available to result in ice crystal formation. But it's not just the larvae that are overwintering. Many insects are better adapted to survive cold temperatures in the adult stage. It really depends on the species. And you can bet that I'm going to be out peeling a lot of bark and looking under rocks this year because I need to collect more photographs of beetles for my next field guide.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.